Blog Talk Radio.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dally McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dally McCarthy Show.
The Dally McCarthy Show is brought to you by Clark's Car Care. Clark's Car Care, named after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Emission experts for over 10 years. It's conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car's needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. Mention the Dally McCarthy Show, and you'll have a one-time special, $17.95 for an oil change. You heard that right, $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, Matt Weber, that's the owner. Check him out. Call Matt. Tell him Dally sent you. Happy cars, happy owners. That's what I love about Matt. He's such a happy guy. And he will not get mad at me for messing up his commercial. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business. It's family-owned and operated. If you go in there, ask for Bill or Vilma, mention the Dally McCarthy Show, and you don't get anything. No, I'm kidding. You do, if you're a veteran, yeah. If you're a veteran or a military member, if you mention the Dally McCarthy Show, I will take care of your dessert or a drink. And it can be non-alcoholic. I'm happy to do that for my veterans. Or those that don't drink alcohol, it's fine too. Just mention the Dally McCarthy Show, and that is on me, guys. Bricconi's, thanks, guys. Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Arthur Murray Dance in Oak Brook and in Naperville. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurray.com. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Check out NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Midwest Coach Limousine, another proud sponsor of the Dally McCarthy Show. It's a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo, or you can call them at 331-903-0088 and book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. We just booked one, by the way. We're going, me and about 25 of my friends, we just booked one of those party coach buses at Midwest Coach, and they're taking us to this special event. Where do you think a special event would be? Where would I love to go every day if I could? We're heading to Wrigley September 3rd for a night game. So we've got Midwest Coach Limousine to thank for that, so we can enjoy and have fun and not have to worry about driving and expensive parking. So if you're going to a group outing with your friends, make sure you call Midwest. Call Mario. He'll take care of you. And last but not least, thanks to Sullivan Steakhouse, who's been a sponsor of the show for the past 6 years. Thanks, Sullivan's. A unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, uncork, and unwind. Check out SullivanSteak.com.
Ooh, yeah, 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 the Dally McCarthy Show.
Hey guys, this is Austin Webb, and you're listening to The Dally McCarthy Show.
Hey y'all, this is Craig Wayne Boyd, and you're listening to The Dally McCarthy Show.
Hey, this is Court Carpenter. You are listening to the most beautiful, wonderful, and amazing woman ever, The Dally McCarthy Show.
Well, Court, thanks so much. That man is now married. That was a little, we recorded that. We'll have to do a new one. Court's coming back into town, and we're going to have to grab him, get him back on the show. Court, thanks so much for that. One of my favorite country singers of all time, Court Carpenter. You know, I want to do a shout out to everybody listening at WCKG 1530 AM, Toueyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, and my friends on 1010 News Talk. And of course, Blog Talk Radio, did I mention it? Yeah, I think I did, but that's where it all started 6 years ago for me. Welcome to the program, everybody. What's the good word? We got a lot of good things on today's show. I have two very special guests on the show, and I'll be bringing them to you very, very shortly. We always have good things to report and talk about. One of them, I want to remind you that there still is room if you want to come along with me to Ireland. I think there's like 4 spots left. We got a group of us heading off to Ireland September 21st through the 28th. It's only $2,500. No, really, that's a lot of money, right? But to go to Ireland for $2,500, and this includes airfare, meals, lodging, tours. We're even staying at a castle in Killarney. Dublin. Actually, we're staying at the Fitzpatrick's Castle in Dublin. We'll stay at the Castle Rose Hotel in Killarney and the Imperial Hotel in Galway. I can't believe I'm going to Ireland, guys. I'm just like, pinch me, you know? I'm just crazy. I've always wanted to go and finally going, and I'm taking my little man, I call him. He's not so little anymore, 23 years old. Yeah, but he lets me call him that still. He's a good kid. Jimmy, my son, and I are going off to Ireland with a group of people. Some I know, some I don't know. And it's always more fun to travel with the group, too. And this is what better way to go to see Ireland and then have the group with you. You're touring, and it's like, I feel like a rock star will be touring and stopping off at pubs all along the way. I hope I still feel like a rock star at the end of it all the eating and drinking and exploring we're going to do. But no, it'll be fun. I'm hoping to play some golf while I'm there. But if you want to go, we still have room. You can send me a message on Facebook or Instagram there. All right. Did you know that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime? Well, let's find a cure, shall we? Let's finally get this done. The Great Pink Run with Glanbia is having the Great Pink Run in Chicago, October 5th, taking off at 9 a.m. In Diversity Harbor. We want you to support this collaborative breast cancer research program. It's between the U.S., University of Chicago, and Irish Centers of Excellence. Speaking of Ireland, we were just talking about that. This is a 5K family fun run and 10K. It's CARA certified. It's a CARA certified run, I should say. And you can register at www.greatpinkrun.com. What was that? Was really happy to have on the show a few weeks ago, silver medal Olympian, Sonia O'Sullivan. Do you remember her? She was a riot. So she's going to be leading off the Great Pink Run, October 5th in Chicago. I will be there with bells on. I'm not a runner, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try my best. So we're looking forward to that. Come and join us, would you? Garen Fest coming up. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of Garen Fest 2019. It's Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, August 25th. You got 4 full days of fun there, carnival rides, lots of good eating going on there. You know, Garen has a lot of Italians. Shout out to my Italian heritage. There'll be a lot of good food there, that's for sure. Sugar Highway will be there on Saturday night, but you don't want to miss Sealed with a Kiss on Sunday. Reckless will be there Sunday night. Friday night, we have iPop, and Ara is there on Thursday. You don't want to miss that. So we're really proud to sponsor Garen Fest once again. Okay, without further ado, we got to talk to my first guest, Michelle May. She's the executive director, actually the founder of Compass the Care of Childhood Cancer Foundation. They're having a bubble fun run coming up August 17th. So, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dolly. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. You're back. Michelle has been on the show before. You may remember, some of you. We're really glad to have you back, my friend. You've been a busy girl this summer.
Thank you for it. It's been a crazy summer, but I'm happy that finally the sunshine and warmth is here.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the Chicago, yeah, summers in Chicago have usually been really nice, but this year, lots of rain. But this last week, it's been gorgeous, huh? No humidity. And
yeah.
So it's hard to get work done when it's nice weather.
This is true.
But yeah, so Michelle, let's talk a little bit quickly about the run happening for those of us that want to put it on the calendar and register for that. And then we can talk more about, you know, why you started this, how you're involved, what the connection is. And Michelle's got a very unique story, and we'll get to that. But first, the details. Everybody get out a piece of paper and a pen or your smartphone to put down the details, because we want you there. We need you.
Excellent. So, yes, on August 17th, Compass to Care is hosting its Bubble Fun Run in Parkridge, Illinois. So what is a Bubble Fun Run? It is a 5K or a 1 mile, you can walk or run, through bubbles throughout the course. So we, this is our second year hosting the Bubble Fun Run in Parkridge. It is a wildly fun event for people of all ages. It is even a good run to do if you are a serious runner. Like, the bubbles are not going to make you slip and fall, so you can run through them as fast as possible.
But it is a great
event. They're not slippery. I know, it's kind of crazy. I was a little worried last year, but they aren't. And they're not sticky, and you're not going to walk out of them feeling like a mess either. So that's great. But it's great for the kids, too. So it's a really fun family event for people to come out before school starts back in session. And we would love to have everyone, all of your listeners, there.
Absolutely. Come on out for some bubble fun. Bubbly fun. No champagne at this run. Not. We're going to have enough fun. We don't need the champagne. But bubble in terms of real
exactly.
bubbles that are not slippery. You can run, walk, skip, or hop through them, whatever you want. Bubbles everywhere. In what I hear, I haven't been to one because last year I missed it. I was stuck in Wisconsin. I was hoping to get there, Michelle, but I will be there this year on Saturday, August 17th, right outside City Hall in Park Ridge, really close to Chicago. And I would say this is going to be the best back-to-school event yet in Chicago. You know, what makes it so special is that
I agree.
Yeah. And what makes it so special is these are children running with their families, too. And what do we talk about on this show? We always talk about taking care of each other. And that's what we do. We're taking care of sick children. And the mission for Compass to Care is just that. And it's so much more. Michelle, let's talk about first how you started Compass to Care, how long ago. And then why you did it. Refresh everybody on your story, too, because we've got a lot of new listeners, too.
Okay, great. Yes, so our Bubble Fun Run is going to raise money for Compass to Care. We are a childhood cancer foundation, and our mission is to help children whose parents have a financial need travel to the hospital for their cancer treatment. So we pay for all expenses to get between a home and a hospital for families who have a financial need and need to get their children there. So, you know, families in the suburbs need help with paying for their gasoline, need help paying for parking, sometimes paying for their tolls. So we pay all of those expenses. We then have families who sometimes get referred outside of Chicago. So even though we have fantastic medicine here that's available, sometimes children have an advanced stage disease. They have a very peculiar type of disease, and the treatment that's available elsewhere is better for them. So doctors will send them to medical centers that are far away. And so we then will step in and help pay for airfare and taxi fees and lodging. And we want to be certain that a family's financial situation doesn't stand in the way of their child's cure. And so we make it feasible for families of all financial status to get their children to the treatment that hopefully will save their lives.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and people don't realize when you're thinking of cancer treatments, you don't think about the parking, the driving, the gas, all those expenses that they really do add up. And Michelle, you know it better than most because you have firsthand knowledge of that. Is that right?
Yes, this is true. Yes. So I started Compass to Care in 2010, so we're almost 10 years old. And the reason that I left my corporate world behind was because I am a childhood cancer survivor, and we traveled from my home in Iowa to treatments at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. There wasn't and still isn't an oncologist in my hometown, and so the doctors end up sending me up to Mayo for treatment. And we, for a year and a half, traveled back and forth consistently. Every time I fell ill, every time I needed chemotherapy, radiation therapy, I also ended up having surgery and having my kidney removed. And so my parents, my entire life, spoke about the challenges that they faced with paying for gasoline and the expenses to get me to the hospital. There was an occasion when my father actually hitchhiked back home because he didn't have money to pay for a car rental or a bus ticket, and somebody needed to go to work to pay for all of our expenses. And so, you know, I heard the story plenty of times in my life, but it isn't until you're an adult and you realize, like, how devastating, number one, it is to have a child with cancer, but second of all, to not have the financial means to, you know, get them to treatment or even get home so that you can go back to work. And so I decided to start Compass to Care. I realized there's so many families across the country who are struggling with the very same things that my parents were struggling with. And so I decided to build this organization to provide some relief for the parents while giving their children hope for their ultimate cure from this terrible disease. So,
And you've had many successes over the past 10 years. And first and foremost, thanks for everything you're doing. And what better person to do it than someone who's been through it and survived. But really, you have the compassion and the understanding behind it. So you really, truly are the heart of Compass to Care. And you know, it's, and I just want to salute you for that, Michelle, and all you're doing. It's just amazing. I looked at your website and I noticed you have some statistics on there that I wanted to share. You probably know these by heart, but your success is translated into actually helping the children. But the statistics are amazing. I wanted to share them with you.
Yeah, so our families have collectively traveled, I think we're at like 1.75, 1.8 million miles from the hospital. And so, you know, we have families that are traveling from the suburbs, so it's, you know, 60 miles each time they go to the treatments, and then we have families who are traveling across the country. And so we always say that we're helping kids fight cancer one trip at a time, and it really is that. I mean, every single time is essential for these children to get the treatment. Unfortunately, before providing assistance, some of these families would skip taking their kids to treatment because they didn't have a friend to drive them. They didn't have money to put gasoline in the car. And, you know, what options do you have? The unfortunate thing about travel is that you have to have cash or credit available to pay for these things. And if you don't have that and you don't have a network, and unfortunately, that's the situation some families are in. They don't have a network that will step in and provide assistance. You don't have any other options. And so you call and you reschedule and hopefully are able to get some money into your bank account. So, we are, you know, trying to make an impact in these families' lives. It may seem probably to some like, oh, wow, you know, a tank of gasoline. But if you've ever had no money in your bank account and you go to fill up, it's a devastating moment. And for our families, one parent usually leaves their job. And so having a child diagnosed with cancer can send families who are even stable beforehand into complete financial distress. And so we're just trying to provide a little bit of relief during these devastating days.
Yeah, that journey to the hospital too. I mean, you're stopping for food. I just can't imagine knowing that there's a family out there. Well, I can't imagine. I'm imagining it right now, and it just makes my heart hurt to think there's a family out there that just can't get their child to treatment. Maybe they haven't found out about you, Michelle, or maybe, you know, maybe there's not enough funds. And so you've helped about 415 children to date in these 10 years, and cancer-related trips taken over 11,000. That is really something. Your average distance per child is over 200 miles, people. So that in itself right there, you know, a full tank of gas in the average car is maybe 40, 45 bucks round trip,
yeah.
You know, so just add up. And then the meals along the way too. So we're really, this foundation is really helping to make that journey a little easier for families. When I say little, meaning these are big expenses. They really do add up. So how can folks help you, Michelle, besides getting to the Bubble Fun Runner if they don't live in the Chicagoland area? How can they help out through maybe volunteer, spreading the word, or funds? You know, I'm sure
someone
listening might be interested in writing a check. So.
Yeah. So, well, you can definitely visit our website, which is compass2care.org. And there's an opportunity to look at our volunteer opportunities and perhaps find something that would fit you. We do randomly throughout the year have times where people can be remote and provide support. One thing that we've been asking people lately to do, if you have a Facebook page, you could do a little fundraiser for us on Facebook. So you just go to your own newsfeed, and on the left-hand column, there's a place where it says fundraisers, and you click on that. And you go through the process of setting up a fundraiser for Compass of Care. You share a story because awareness is key in letting people know that we exist. And then also ask people to make a donation. And really, anything matters. I mean, $5 can pay for somebody's tolls. So a $5 donation, not having a Starbucks one day, will make an impact for our families and anything else as well.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to refer a child or family that you know of that may need this support, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, so on our website, you can do that as well. So if you go to the Contact Us, there's our information in there. We always circle back to the social workers, so we will absolutely take the information of the children and the family and then reach out to their social workers because all of our like that would be a referral, but our official referrals come through somebody involved in the child's medical care. And that is just so that we know how far these families are traveling, how often they're going to be needed, how long their treatment regimen is. And it helps us financially prepare to help them. So we would just reach out to their someone on their healthcare team, get the official medical referral, and then be able to start providing assistance to that family.
Awesome. And now that website is compass2care.org, those of you listening in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, so we have the Bubble Fun Run, 5K and 1 mile Bubble Fun Run, back to school, we should say, back to school Bubble Fun Run. If you are in the Chicagoland area, if the kids are back to school that following week, it's only, what, 3 short weeks away? So besides the Bubble Fun Run, there's other things you can do. Michelle, tell us about that. You've got a fantastic fashion show coming up. Last year I was there. It was so much fun. It was just amazing. I was blown away. And all the nurses, the oncology nurses, am I saying it right? They were the models. It was really cute. You're doing that again, right?
We are, yes. So that is going to be November 9th. Plans are underway for that event. We have this is going to be our 8th year doing the fashion show. And it's a great night to come out, get all dressed up and fancy, and come see some of our kids and our donors walking the runway to support our kids.
Yeah, that's a really fun time.
This year
we're
hosting it at, it's called Ignite Glass Studios. So tickets will be on sale soon, but in the meantime, we're looking for sponsors, people that might have an item to donate to the silent auction, and of course, volunteers who love to do event planning.
All right. You hear that, everybody? Volunteers always needed. Come on out. So the website
always
is
needed,
compass2care.org. Michelle May is the founder, executive director of Compass to Care. We're so glad you were able to come on the show today, Michelle, and talk about this. So important for us to take care of each other and those kids. The hospitals are doing a great job. Everybody's got a role to play. But here's something that oftentimes gets overlooked, and who better than to have, you know, raised awareness about something like this and raised miles and miles of funding for children with cancer and their families than Michelle May. Michelle, thanks for everything that you've been doing. 10 years, congratulations. That's quite a milestone.
I know, I can't believe it. It is a huge milestone. Yeah. So hopefully we have a huge celebration sometime next year. But in the meantime, come to our Bubble Fun Run. We have a direct link for that, and it's just bubblefunrun.org. So that'll take you right into the website to get signed up. We're expecting huge numbers this year. So,
Michelle, I'm not, definitely sign up soon. And Michelle, if you don't mind, can we talk briefly too? We have a few minutes, and I know you're not a nurse, and I know you're not in the hospitals, but you're pretty close to it. Childhood cancers. What is the most common childhood cancer and what's the cure? You know, the cure rate.
So, let's see. So, childhood cancer is relatively rare. There's about just around 13,000 children who are diagnosed every year. Probably the most common, I think up there is leukemia, brain tumors, and let me think what the other one might be. I'm not sure what the number three one is, but basically it's all over the board as far as cure rates. So leukemia actually has a pretty high cure rate. I think it's in the 80 to 90%. And I would say most people, when they hear that, when their child's being diagnosed, they're really hopeful, you know. And the unfortunate thing is, however, that these children have to go through treatment for 3 years in order to officially go into remission. And so it becomes a really, really long journey. Our mission is to be by them during that entire time and not leave their side as they have that need. But the crazy thing about childhood cancer is that there's so many different kinds, and it is so, even in like leukemia, there's all different types of leukemia. Even in bone cancer, there's all different types of bone cancer. And so doing research on drugs, you know, to cure a small number of children, it has not been happening. And so in the past 20 years, I think one or two drugs have been approved for children who have cancer. So there's a huge need for awareness. There's a huge need for supporting these trials and getting, you know, new treatments out there. Because even the type of chemotherapy I have is the same exact chemotherapy that some of our children are taking. So there hasn't been much advance with, you know, the types of treatments that are available. So, and that's why, you know, if you are have a child with leukemia and you end up in that 10% that, you know, doesn't have like the ultimate cure, you start looking for other options, like what else is available. And so we help kids get to clinical trials, you know, with the hope that there might be something new that is being assessed that could potentially, you know, have a positive effect on their lives.
What do you think that families that have, you know, that you've come in contact with that have been able to benefit from your generosity and the generosity of your volunteers and donors, what do they say to you about this this opportunity, the generosity of those around them? Do they really say that if they hadn't gotten it, they wouldn't have been able to get the treatment, or just really struggled with getting there?
I mean, a lot of families say, I don't know what we would do without you. I just, you know, and a lot of times when we are first introduced to them, we call and tell them like what kind of support we're going to be able to offer. I mean, plenty of parents start crying on the phone, you know, saying, you know, what a lifesaver we are for their children. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're just the liaison between people who, you know, are so generous and give so much of their time, money, and talents to our organization so that we can, you know, extend this assistance to families. And so I try to keep our donors who make it possible informed of, you know, what our parents say, and you know, the true impact that they're making, because, yeah, it does provide a ton of relief. It is one, there's a lot of things that, that these parents are worrying about. I mean, number one, of course, their children's health, but there's so many other things that are falling by the wayside that, you know, become huge challenges for these families. And so to say, like, this is one area you do not have to worry about, because we are taking on that burden for you as a result of the generosity of people in the community. I mean, it's a huge blessing for these families. And so if I haven't said it already, like, thank you to anyone who has supported, who is going to support, who is considering supporting, because it really does make a difference for these families.
Yeah, right.
And
well,
thank you
are
to
making
you,
a
Dolly,
difference
for helping us. Oh, well, thank you. Like I said, I mean, well, I just feel like I'm the liaison between angels and people that need support. So
yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that. And Michelle May, thanks so much for founding, being the founder of Compass to Care, and for everything that you're doing. For 10 years, Compass to Care has led the effort taking care of families and children, get to treatment, and take the worry, the stress, and away from them, and how they will get there, be transported there to a very, to these very expensive treatments and travel expenses that are very expensive. And so, speaking of travel, come and travel to Park Ridge August 17th. It's a Saturday morning. It's going to be a beautiful morning in Park Ridge. Just right, we're right outside of Chicago. Make it a weekend and enjoy Chicago. But start it off with the 5K in Park Ridge to help support Compass to Care. It's the Bubble Fun Run. And running through the streets in Park Ridge with the bubbles, and all for childhood cancer survivors, and for cancer patients, and the survivors will be there, both young and old. So you could register for free if you are a survivor. But other, all of you, the rest of you kids, it's only $25, adults $35. And if it's a family, you know, it's only one fee, which I love about this. You can make it a family affair and register as well. Okay. Well, Michelle May, thanks again so much for everything that you're doing. And we're looking forward to that Bubble Fun Run on August 17th. And keep up the good work. Keep up everything you're doing. And take care of each other, everybody. As I've said, here's definitely an organization that you can help take care of, the Compass to Care Childhood Cancer Foundation. Michelle, thanks again.
Thank you, Dolly.
For being on the show.
I really appreciate it. Yep, thanks for having
my
me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Okay. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you on August 17th. Well, actually, I'll see you before then. But we'll see you then.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Okay.
Okay,
thanks
thank
for calling
you.
In. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Oh, I just adore that lady. All the things that she's doing. She's just a little crusader over there. Little lady, mighty, that's what she is for sure. Going to bat, crusading for little kids. Ugh. What better thing to be a part of, for sure. So if you can be a part of it, we'd love to have you there. Okay, so a couple of things. We're waiting for my next guest to call in. It's Sherry Hagerman. She's going to be calling in today to talk about ClickCon. Sherry's an award-winning photographer and the founder of ClickCon. ClickCon is redefining the wedding, the photography business in Chicago, and they're having their first ever collaborative photo, video, style, and model conference, and they're going to have a live wedding there. So we're going to talk to Sherry more about that when she calls into the show. We're going to find out why they're doing this. This all takes place on August 5th through the 7th in Chicago at the Chicago Hilton on Michigan Avenue, and so this will be fun to talk about. What's this all about? I'm still not even sure what this event really will do, but it's definitely going to be worthwhile if you're a photographer, videographer, and an artist, hair makeup artist, you know, models like that, you know, anybody in the wedding industry as well. So we're going to talk to Sherry about what ClickCon is, and talk maybe, we'll talk about the different types of photographers out there, because I'm always curious who to call for what. And get, you know, Sherry's expertise on wedding photography. Maybe some of you are getting married. Maybe she could give us some tips and tricks to hiring a great wedding photographer, and some of the trends to watch out for in the coming new year. For those of you just getting engaged, you know, what are some of the trends in photography? Of course, there's always going to be those classic photos. But Sherry will give us some tips on that. So we're looking forward to talking to Sherry. Hopefully she's not forgotten to call into the show. Because I don't see her calling in on the line, but we sent her a reminder. So hopefully she's all good and will be calling in shortly. I wanted to remind you all about that trip to Ireland. I think I mentioned it, that the website, let me just double check on that website. You know, the website, here it is. Got papers everywhere. I'm going to give you that website. I got some messages here from folks that were interested. Yeah, we still do have room. That trip to Ireland, September 21st through the 28th. It's called the Heart of Ireland Tour. And all you need to do is go to, oh, there's a website. Sorry, it's an email. Rebecca W at CelticTours.com. Or here's the number. This is what I was looking for. 1-800-833-4373, extension 330. Ask for Rebecca. She could take care of you there. But like I said, there's not too many spaces left, but you can give it a try. I just would love to have this trip completely booked, which we're good there. We're almost good there. So looking forward to that one. I cannot wait. Okay. Some of you were wondering when I bought a new car. I didn't buy a new car, okay? I didn't mean to fool y'all. My neighbor has a 1961 TR3A powder blue Triumph. It is the most gorgeous car. If you've not seen it, the pictures yet, go on my Instagram, Facebook, Dolly McCarthy, The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and on Instagram. You can see the photos there. Forget me, the car steals it all because it is just a gorgeous car. And to find a car like that, 1961 in mint condition, beautiful, beautiful powder blue, which as you all know is my favorite color. It's all over the Dolly McCarthy Show. So I couldn't help but take that opportunity and slap my Dolly McCarthy Show logo on the side of that car. I told my neighbor, Timmy, should keep that logo on the side of the car wherever he goes, but he wasn't all for that. Can you believe that guy? No, it was so nice of him to come on by, and I didn't get a ride in it. I should have, but he had to take off, but I got to sit in it, and we took some fun pictures. It was a riot. So that is a 1961, for those of you asking. I didn't get a chance to put it on there. I have to go back and edit that. But or my notes on that on social media, so you all know. 1961 TR3A powder blue Triumph. Oh, my goodness. Gorgeous. Okay. Well, listen, I don't think Sherry's going to be calling into the show anytime soon. And we are all out of announcements, and we don't have a guest backup, unfortunately. So I might just have to end the show early, guys. Are you sad? thank you all so much for supporting this show for 6 years. If I don't tell you that enough, I'm going to use this opportunity right now to thank you all for supporting the show, and most importantly for supporting the non-for-profits that are on this show, including Compass to Care, Childhood Cancer Foundation, Michelle May, who was just on. I'm sorry, Sherry, that you must have forgotten about this show. I think there was a problem with your promoter or something there, you know, I don't know, somehow something got crossed, but we will have you back on the show soon. So check out clickcon.com for more information on that. Sherry Hagerman, we missed you. Wish you could have been on the show. I want to do a shout out to my son's best friend, Landon Gull, who's going to be getting married. Landon, congratulations. He's going to be getting married October 19th in, listen to this guys, the Bishop's Palace in Wales, England, getting married at noon. And I just got the invite. I'm so excited, but I'm also really bummed I can't make it because I don't know if I told you guys yet, and start to talk about it from now until then. But October 18th, we are, Parkbridge Living, the magazine that I run, and the Dolly McCarthy Show are presenting a fashion show. Fashion Show 2019, Hello Gorgeous, that's the name of it. It's a benefit for Lifespan based in Des Plaines, but Lifespan serves all of, most of, I should say, Cook County, and they're based in Des Plaines, not far from Park Ridge, but Lifespan is an agency that helps, helps with fights against domestic violence. It sounds funny, I don't know, wording it like that, but it's an agency that supports families, I should say, and children affected by domestic violence. So we wanted to support them, mostly to raise awareness. They provide legal assistance, counseling, and financial assistance. And they also have a hotline number, which I don't have. I do not have it handy. Can you believe that? But I will have more details on that. I hadn't planned on talking about this yet until next week, but it kind of segued into this opportunity to go to Landon's wedding. Landon, I wish I could be there for you October 19th, but I just won't be able to do the fashion show because it takes a day and a half to get to you. From what I understand, if I was going to go, the soonest I could get there would get a flight at 11:30 on the 18th after the fashion show, and I wouldn't land in Heathrow Airport until 1 in the afternoon on Saturday, and you'll already be married at noon. So then it would take me 2 hours of a drive to meet you in Wales. but my son Jimmy will be there, and I'll have him bring my card. Okay, but I'm really, really happy for you and your bride-to-be. And so getting back to the fashion show, I hope you all will try to come out. Tickets will go on sale September 1st, so you don't want to delay. I will be posting about that, and the tickets will be sold on Eventbrite, and they're $95. It includes heavy appetizers, vodka drinks, Tito vodka drinks, and wine, and entertainment. We're going to have a Carl Knudsen singing kind of Harry Connick Jr. style, and before the fashion show, and then the fashion show later in the evening is going to be fantastic. Kelly Clark, who is a designer here based out of Edison Park in Chicago, is going to be doing all the 60 to 80 looks for the evening, and it's just going to be high energy and fun, and like I said, raising awareness and funds for Lifespan, their efforts to support families and children affected by domestic violence. So please, if you can, sponsorships are available. Please consider sponsoring the event. Sponsorships start at $500 and go up to $5,500, which is our presenting sponsor, Sue Hall, Century 21 Elm Realtors in Park Ridge. I want to do a shout out to Sue Hall and to Chris Varco with Guaranteed Rate. He's our platinum sponsor. Thanks so much, Chris. And we've got a number of other sponsors. We will definitely be talking about all of them in future shows. I'm sorry we missed you, Sherry, with ClickCon. Please give us a call. We'll reschedule you. But thanks so much, everybody, for listening to the show. Thanks to Michelle May with Compass Secure Childhood Cancer Foundation for coming on the show. We really do hope you guys can come out. The Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of the Compass Secure Bubble Fun Run, Back to School Bubble Fun Run. We really hope you can join us for that. Hey, everybody, thanks again for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Take care of each other. Be good to each other. And please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. So long, everybody. Thanks for listening.